Section 2. Store your bricks.
London's Creative Economy. An Accidental Success? By John Nell and Kate Oakley. The first thing to state is that there is little doubt that London functions as a global city. And indeed, many of the factors about London are inseparable from that status. The size of London's economy is equivalent to that of many national economies. It is renowned as a global centre for international business and is dominated by the service industries such as finance and business, the public sector, tourism and hospitality, and the creative and cultural sectors. A city like London appears to embody the notion that the public cultural realm, in its built environment, its subsidised arts and culture, and its public education. It has a dense and symbiotic relationship with the market-facing creative industries. The success of London and the UK's creative industries are intertwined. The creative and cultural sectors are an apex part of the knowledge economy, where the combination of ever-increasing computer power and highly educated people has led to knowledge becoming a new factor of production. The way that knowledge about how to improve the production process and how to develop the use, purpose, and value of any product or offering so that it can be speedily co-created, reinvented, and redefined in a reflexive way is unique in our times. 2 generations of better education for all has increased the sophistication of the demand process among consumers.
People want to enjoy a greater degree of intangible and emotional value from the goods and services they buy and consume.
So do businesses and organizations. Art, entertainment, craft, brand, and style values matter more to those who consume them. That is why the creative and cultural sectors are so important. And what is important to those sectors is the place in which they engage, exchange ideas, and trade. No discussion of the creative and cultural sectors can thus ignore the central role of London. One of the central messages of this piece has been that if London's creative industries are going to prosper in the future, London needs to turn inwards as well as outwards. Inwards in the sense that we need a more sophisticated understanding of London's creative industry's ecology, and in turn, a more imaginative approach to strengthening its home foundations. It is only better by understanding the uniqueness of London's creative industries, and therefore how best to nurture them. London could become the world's creative broker. London will then begin to be able to turn outwards and exploit a global role in ways that will actively nurture the sustainability of its creative asset base. If that's the challenge, how can the home foundations and global reach of London's creative economy be simultaneously strengthened? Analysing London's strengths and weaknesses might also help policymakers to understand which parts of the creative industries are likely to thrive in the capital and which are more likely to relocate in the rest of the UK or globally. In addition, London remains in a strong position to develop the complementary services that support the creative industries, both within London and globally. This may be about encouraging the development of specialist legal services, for example, concerning intellectual property, and commercial licensing across the burgeoning array of content and delivery forms that characterise the creative industries. London's creative economy is both more fragile than is often acknowledged, but also that London needs to work a lot harder to actively reimagine its creative future, if the current trajectory of success is to be maintained and benefits shared. This is an important moment for the creative and cultural industries. It is vital that we all grasp the challenges and tackle the failures to ensure these critically important sectors continue to grow and flourish.